Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. Father, for this wonderful opportunity again, that you just bless him
and all his panelists this morning. We pray especially for our friends and well-wishers, some of whom are sick, namely Natubia Patel, David Christian, my dear brother Eugene Francis, Leroy Lashley, and his daughter Lisa. We pray for Bob's in Nisbet and her daughter Mertris, Lord. We know they're going through some storms, Lord. We pray for Connie Whitley. We ask your blessings on Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, and Ilka Mida Willett, Lord. Father, also we ask your healing touches on my siblings, namely Gabriel Francis, Delbert Francis, Joanne, and Wentworth Francis as well. We pray for Dennis Kelman, Lord, Joseph Gunshop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, Dr. Roger Brown, Lord. We also ask your blessing and healing on Linford McKenzie and also Dawn Simon, Lord. We pray for all those who have not expressed their concerns, but we just ask that you touch their bodies, Lord. Heal them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who have not expressed their concerns as well. And we pray for the support of this show, Lord. It is one that most look forward to hear in the mornings, Lord, especially on Saturday mornings as you wake up. Lord, we are grateful for your help and blessings again, and we are grateful for all you have done for the show. Let it go on without any interruption. All these we ask in your precious name. Amen.
I want to thank you for that, Leon. And it's a blessing to be alive, and I hope that as of yesterday, no one would remain hungry in this country. And I'll go further to say throughout the world, because there was food in abundance everywhere, I could imagine. So Thanksgiving, as I said, was a blessing. So Leon, I would have hoped you would have spent some time with your family. It's a time when families do come together and, you know, we had a feast, but we always have to remember we're not so privileged to maybe be sitting at the table, but hopefully someone would have at least reached out to them and given them something to eat. Those who are homeless, those who are on the side of the road, or wherever they may be. Hopefully, at least on that day, Thursday, they would have at least had something to eat, the day we know to be Thanksgiving Day. So hopefully everything is well with you, Leon, in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, I did a whistle stop to see my siblings who are ailing, and they were so overjoyed to see me, and I was so overjoyed to see them as well. But not good news. They are struggling with health, and my sister in particular, she has been, you know, really, really down and not out yet, but just be hoping for the best, but you never know. God is in control.
Yes, indeed. The digestive doctor, hope alive.
Uh-huh. Yes, hope alive, yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, folks, like Ben said, this is the time of day when we getting here to hear the Saturday morning entertainment show, especially the early ones who are here. They came especially to hear the inspirational portion that goes up until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, we do have sports this morning. The World Cup is over, but cricket still continues. So we'll have sports along the way. But let me remind you that tomorrow the heavyweight comes in from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. So this morning we'll just have it in brief. You'll have it exclusively with Leon, president and host of that show tomorrow. That's the cricket show. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. And that comes to your compliment, Mr. Audley Watson. That's my Ruby son. Colonel will greet his many fans, well, the special ones, and, of course, he'll have a commentary for us along the way. But at 9:30, we'll summon Lynn to inspire us with something inspirational. That's at the 9:30 hour. And, of course, at 11 o'clock, we'll have an open line type. We expect to hear from Johnny Gomes this morning out of Antigua. I understand that he's up for an award during the independence because of the independence of Antigua. But I'm going to try to get him, excuse me, a little later in the show. Patrick, Johnny Gomes, he'll be standing by to reveal that. Sorry, let the cat out the bag, but he'll tell us what it's for and how he came about doing that. So, of course, I'll say good morning to Mertris and Donna. They're already on here. I'll just get Mertris a little later, but let's see if we can get Donna to tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods at this time. Donna, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Well,
it's
how
a
are you
cold doing? Morning here this morning in New York. We're doing all right. The sun is out in all its radiance.
Okay, well, when it gets cold on Thanksgiving, the chances are you'll get snow for on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So we'll keep
watch. It was quite a nice day for Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right, well, Leon said good morning to him, so I don't know what that means. But
oh, hi, good morning, Leon. Good morning,
good morning.
What about Dennis? Is he on?
Dennis.
Morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, and how are you?
All right. Existing.
Okay. All right. We give thanks.
Yeah, I'm grateful. Could be worse.
Yep.
And what about you?
I'm doing well today. I'm doing well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well, a little later we'll get much to tell us about Mama Bobsy. But in the meantime, I do not like to keep the folks waiting. So let's just, I know everyone knows about Kirk Franklin. Why don't we just get something from him to start the morning? let's see which ones. Yeah, because it's going to be a lovely day. I think he has that one on here. So let's see if you can find him on here. It's going to be a lovely day. Mr. Kirk Franklin, come on. Where are you? It's going to be a lovely day. I remember seeing that on here. It's going to be a lovely day. But again, like we say, we want to touch all the folks who are listening, and we hope that you spread the word. Just invite someone in with you. Going to be a lovely day. I should have really had that one up, but okay, here it is. We are going to have a lovely day. Kirk Franklin, come on in.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know that's right. You feel like giving up now, your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me while they pressing me and they testing me. They keep stressing me because they never heard a preacher flow. Show, go, no. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, indeed, we're going to be helped.
Love you so much.
Hey.
Love you more than anything in this world. You're the only one that's patient with me. You're so kind to me, Jesus.
Okay, let's...
I really love you. Book of Revelation, chapter 7.
Okay.
I was,
yes.
No,
yes.
No.
Come on.
No. I off the ear a little.
Oh, okay.
Off the
okay,
ear.
Hold on. Okay, we're going to have a lovely actress, Kirk Franklin, but let's get Donna asked for Mr. Dennis Heat. I guess you need some heat over in New York. And with that, he appeared. So Donna, ask Mr. Heat in your own words to send some heat over there in New York because he's in his PJs. Let's find out if it's long or short. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I'll do a song in the meantime, and I'll have conversation with Liam. Morning, Mr. Heath. Do we have Dennis? I know we had Dennis on here. Yeah, good morning, Dennis. We're not here. You muted yourself.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to the rest of the panelist group, ladies. I know Donna's there, I heard. And yes, it's definitely long jammies with plenty of stuffings and fluff because it's a chilly morning out here in Southern California. We're down to about 45 degrees and cloudy. But as typical for us, yes, we're in the desert. And, of course, you know, as the sun comes up, the temperature rises. So we're still looking forward to at least another 25 to 30 degrees increase in temperature by midday.
Okay. So, Donna, I'm sorry. I don't think you're going to get any heat at this time, but like I said. Okay.
Yeah,
Mertris, go ahead and tell Mr. Dennis, thank you for not sending the heat, Mertris.
I'm so sorry you're in our category this morning, Mr. Heath. So I can't, unfortunately, I don't have any to send to you, but hopefully you'll rise later on and get enough so that you can send to us over here because we desperately need some. So stay in the long PJs.
Okay. All right. As much as we get back to you and you'll tell us about Mama Bobsey a little later. Okay.
Okay.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you say?
Oh, Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again?
But when I look back, did he move every mountain?
Kathleen, hope she's doing much better. And a special good morning to my family all around the world, especially my mom and my Aunt Cecilia, who's in Brooklyn listening to us as we speak. Good morning to all. So let me say first, before I do say anything about my mom, she sends her love respect and thanks for all the wishes, the prayers that you all have been sending for her. So she's very grateful and thankful. Right now, she still have difficulties moving around, but the spirit is much better. You know, sometimes she's down and she doesn't want to have to do anything or say anything or talk to anybody, but most of the time it's uplifted. So we are thankful for all of that. And this weather is so brutal on the body, so you know, but we're glad, we are thankful that we are among the living and we can still continue to give God the thanks and praise. So we are very grateful.
Okay,
thank
very good.
All of you.
Good. Well, so all of us, and you would have heard the voices of the others, and they sure they send their greetings to Mama Babsy, and that's from all of us. So
thank you.
I said we need some more songs and less talk, so I will do that at this time. How about Papa Sam? Thanks for that, Matrice.
You're welcome.
You are Senator, Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Teach me how to walk again, yeah. Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Teach me how to walk again. Come on! Me tell them say, oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me only not so long. Hey, hey, hey. Every time I play my life for my friends, them listen but them never learn the song. Yeah, I. Oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me only not so very long. Hey, hey, hey. Every time I play my life for my friends. Come and tell us, listen to me. Watch ya. Like a nightmare run, my future's like a dream. Me chopping at them niggas somewhere in between. Me flesh lights up and just want to create a scene. So if you ask Christ to keep me yard clean. Yo, more time me tell a man a small problem. Then down the road me can go hear them back again. Me not talk about the secret, me a see them. So if you wonder if some of them are my friends, then me go say yo, oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me holding on so long. Hey, hey, hey. Every time I play my life to my friends, them listen but them figure digga dum figure digga dum figure digga dum figure digga digga dum. Oh Lord, you're the only one. That's why me holding on so very long. Hey, hey, hey. Every time I play my life to my friends. Are you ready? Listen to me. What? There were times when me feel me could leave it up.
There were times
when me feel me would not give it up.
There were times
when me feel me world a light up in me bed, and I wake up and somebody find me dead. There were times, it gets so tough me could not take no more.
There were times,
me find a room and then me shut the door.
There were
yo, me crying till I water pour, and me a slide in night because it flood the floor.
There were times,
me remember David and Solomon.
There were times,
me remember Joseph, Sarah, Abraham.
There were times,
I realize I'm not the only one, because the cross is the perfect demonstration. Take Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Teach me how to walk again. Take it. Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Teach me how to walk again. Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Take it. Jesus, make me laugh again.
By trade, and even though he was the Son of God, he worked in he went away. And as he ascended, those around him heard him say, I'll prepare a place and come again and take you home today. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world, my own great mansion, what he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. You might own the greatest home there is in the land, and the world of goods that you own may be the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world might own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. Maybe the envy of every man. But all of this will pass away, and the only thing that will stand is what the carpenter from Nazareth has built in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. For 2,000 years he's been working on a place where we will live eternally. Words can't explain, minds can't contain what's waiting there for me. This world my own great mansion, but he holds the world in his hands. And the carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. The carpenter from Nazareth built me a home in glory land. Yes, carpenter is building me a home. The carpenter is building me a home.
Yes, indeed. just have to play it twice. And Murphy said, when it's sweet, you've just got to repeat. That's Terry Lennon, for those who want to know the artist, out of Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Let's get another from him. Calling a friend.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way.
I know I'm blessed. Well, folks, here's where we're going to be ending our inspirational portion this morning. I truly, truly hope you would have enjoyed the selection played. And, of course, we had Liam coming in at the top with the prayer. And we would have heard from Mercury. She heard from Dennis. We heard from Donna along the way. So this is now we're going to be having Mr. David Maitland. He's standing by for us. Well, I'm sure he has something to say about the coming of Darren Barrow, Aidan Walsh, and others. We'll get on the Desmond Haynes. I am not too sure about that, but we will stand by for that. Nicely into the cold weather. I brought some warmth with me, though. So I'm not as cold as Dennis. Dennis is 45 degrees. Could you imagine that in the desert? But Mertris and Donna, they said, squeezing their buns off. I don't know about the other parts of their bodies, but they did report buns. So I'm only the best. I'm only the best.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Milligan is going to come to say anything to you. Not from the conversation that we have had earlier, but as a sports, I'll see if he come in. I'll see if he has the guts to come in. Okay.
Good morning, Alistair. Again, I'm going to say let's start our sports with the NFL. As you know, the NFL is going on. There are big games that have been played. On Thursday night, yeah, this is the Turkey night. Yeah, Falcons versus the Lions, and Detroit came up short in that game. Falcons 29, Lions 22. And then on Thursday also, yeah, the Cowboys and the Commanders, and they put a beat down on the Commanders, 45-10. You know, they beat them like a stepchild. And then you have the San Francisco 49ers played the Seahawks. And they came out 31-49, Seahawks 13. And then last night, the Miami Dolphins, they won 34-13. So there was a lot of game being played yesterday, Thursday and Friday in the NFL. So there should be lessons of games tomorrow. So yeah, they at 1 o'clock, Buccaneers versus Colts, Patriots versus Giants, Steelers versus Bengals, Panthers versus Titans, Jaguars versus Texans, Saints versus Falcons. At 4:05, you have the Rams versus the Cardinals, Browns versus Broncos. 4:25, Bills versus Eagles, Raiders and Chiefs. At 8:20, you have Ravens versus Chargers, and the Monday night game is the Vikings versus the Bears. That's 8:15 on Monday. If we look at some points standing here, Ivan, the AFC East, Dolphins played 4, they won 3. Played 8, they won 3. Okay. And then you have the Bills are next, played 6, they won 5. They lost 5, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, let me read this over again. The Dolphin won 3, won 8, lost 3. The Bills won 6, lost 5. The Jets won 4, lost 7. The Patriots won 2, lost 8. In the AFC West, Chiefs won 7, lost 3. Broncos won 5, lost 5. Raiders won 5, lost 6. And Chargers won 4, lost 6. The AFC North, you have the Ravens 1-3, lost 4, Browns 7, lost 3, Ephesians 1:6-4, Angus Laws 5:1-5. And in AFC South, the Jaguars 1:7-3, Texans 1:6-4, Colts 1:5-5, and the Titans 1:3-7. So that's what's happening in the AFC. In the NFC East, Eagles 1:9-1, Cowboys 8-3, Commanders 1:4-8, and Giants 3-8. And the NFC West, 49ers 1:8-3, Seahawks 1:6-5, Rams 1:4-6, and Cardinals 1:2-9. NFC North, Lions 1:8-3, Vikings 1:6-5, Packers 1:5-6, and the Bears 1:3-8. And then in the NFC South, Saints 1:5-5, Falcons 1:4-6, Buccaneers 1:4-6, and the Panthers 1:9. So that's what is standing there in the NFL. We now move to the NBA and games that was played yesterday. The Magics defeated the Celtics 113-96. Stars and the Suns defeated the Grizzlies 110-89. The Heat lost to the Knicks by 2. Knicks 100-98. The Bulls lost to the Raptors. Raptors 121. The Bulls 108. The Kings defeated the Timberwolves 124-111. And the Nuggets lost to the Rockets 105-86. Wizard lost to the Bucks 131-128. The Pacers 136-113. Spurs lost to the Warriors. Warriors 118. Spurs 112. And Pelicans defeated the Cavs 116-106. Okay, on today at 5, 76ers versus Thunder. 6, the Heat will take on the Nets. At 7, Hawks versus the Wizard. 7:30, Lakers versus Cavaliers. And at 9:30, Pelicans versus Jazz. And at 10:30, Maverick versus Clippers. Now for tomorrow's game, at 2:30, Lakers versus the Bucks. Hawks versus Celtics. Suns versus Knicks. Hornets versus Magic. Those games are at 6. Timberwolves versus Grizzly. And at 7:30, Bulls versus Nets. Raptors versus Cavaliers. And at 8 o'clock, Nuggets versus Spurs. So that's what's happening in the NBA there. Now we go to the Barclays Premier League. As you know, they're on a break for the national break. So they're on an international break. So Barclays Premier League resume with Manchester City and Liverpool play to a 1-1 draw. Presently, Sheffield United versus Bournemouth. 6 minutes is gone in the game. Number one takes lead in one is zip. Nottingham Forest versus Brighton. Nottingham Forest is leading 1-0, 17 minutes in the game. Burnley and West Ham are presently nil out tied. The games are these games start at 10. Luton Town versus Crystal Palace, that still is nil out. And Newcastle versus Chelsea. Newcastle is leading Chelsea 1-0. 17 minutes is gone in that game. And then later on today, at 12:30, Brentford versus Arsenal. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., Tottenham versus Aston Villa. And at 11:30, Everton versus Man U. And at 3 p.m. on Monday, Fulham versus Wolves. So that's what's happening in Barclays Premier League. And it would be reminiscent of me not to say Jamaica had qualified for they were playing in today. They had defeated Canada on goal difference and aggregates. They beat Canada in Canada 3-2. So, congrats to Jamaica. They're moving on to the next round of those matches, that competition there. It's called the Nation Leagues. They had lost to Canada 2-1 in Jamaica, but they went back to Canada and defeated them 3-2. So they move on aggregate due to the away goals that they scored in Canada. They move on to the semifinal of the Nation League. All right, Ivor, so we'll go to cricket. As you know, I must say congrats to Australia, because I said it, India could not and would not defeat Australia a second time. And a lot of those things came to pass. Australia defeated India in the World Cup final there, the 50-over World Cup final. So we're now all set, ready for the U.S. And West Indies hosting of that T20 World Cup final. We're all waited with bated breath for those matches to come here in the U.S. where we can literally be in our backyard watching these games. We also had India and Australia is presently engaged over there in a T20 series. The first match, India had won, as I said, India won that first match. Australia 208 for 3. India 209 for 8. I think for Australia, Josh English made 110 from 50 balls, 11 fours and 8 sixes, 52 from Steve Smith, 41 balls, 8 sixes. Bowling for India, there was a wicket to Krishna Bishnoi, Ravi Bishnoi. India batted, they made 208 for 9 with 80 from Yadav, Kumar Yadav got 80 from 42. He had 9 fours and 4 sixes, 58. To Ishan Kishan, 39 balls, 2 fours and 5 sixes, 22 not out from Rinku Singh from 14 balls, and 21 from Chasawal. This one came off 8 ball. So 1-2-9 for 8 with Tanvir Sangha. He got 2 for 47 from 4. It was a wicket apiece to end off. Matt Shaw and Abbott. They were the wicket takers there. So I said they're presently engaged in that series. There were there in India. So that's what's happening there with that. With also, as you know, the Legends series is going on now over there in India also. The Legends League. I think reminiscing of me not to say that the West Indies A team is down there presently in South Africa, and they won their first match that they played. And I want to say there's some rear guard action from the batters in that match. South Africa batted first. They make 287 for 9 to clear with 59 to Peterson, 55 to Tony DeZorzi, and 53 to Fortune, 47 to Bedingham, and 30 to Amas. So those are the main scorers there. They're 287 for 9. They clear. Bowling for the West Indies, Jaden Seale got 3 for 23 from 15.5 overs. Akeem Jordan got 3 for 61 from 18, and Kevin Sinclair got 2 for 64 from 18. And West Indies batted, they made 314 for 9 declared, with Tidner and Chanderpaul getting 78. 73 came from Calvin Hodge, 40 from Akeem Jordan, 39 from Kevin Sinclair, 31 from Caskey, Zachary McCaskey, and 20 to Joshua De Silva, skipper Joshua De Silva. You know, De Silva is the captain and also the keeper. Bowling for South Africa A, he had 3 wickets to more Key. He had 3 for 56 from 19 overs. And there was 2 wickets apiece to Dane Pettit. I didn't know this guy still played for South Africa. As you know, he plays in the minor league. And then there is Vijayan. He got 2 for, so there's 2 wickets to Dane Pettit, 2 for 60, and 23 overs. And Vijayan, he got 2 for 98. So when Western batted a second time, when South Africa batted a second time, they made 250 250 all out with Neil Brand getting 104, 30 to Azza, and 23 to Bedingham, and 20 to 14, 250 all out. There's 3 wickets to Akeem Jordan, 358. There's 2 wickets apiece to Jordan Seals, Kevin Sinclair, and Shemron Lewis. Shemron Lewis got 2 for 37. Sinclair got 2 for 39. And Seals get 2 for 48. When West Indies A batted a second time, they were struggling. And they got rescued by Kevin Sinclair. He got 18 at all, 36 to Kirk McKenzie, and 35 to Tignarajan Chanderpaul. Those were the main contributors. 224 for 9. So they won that first match there. So you must say we had some stars on the rise. And also, Mr. Bravo, that's Dwayne Bravo, is making a lot of noise on social media about his brother not being picked. But I don't blame the selectors. They think they're entitled. And if they make a few runs in this series, they should be picked. I said, don't blame the selectors. Because that gentleman, to me, does not have no respect for authority. And it may have all stemmed from the brother, his behavior in cricket there. Yeah. So I said, congrats to those guys. Hoping those guys are learning these lessons and playing the cricket the way they are supposed to be. But, I said, just some scores on the World Cup final, just in case. No one did not see that. India only made 240 from the 50 overs. 66 going to KL Rahul, 54 to Virat Kohli, and 47 to Rohit Sharma. And I guess the South Africans figured them out, bowled to their weakness, and got them off only 240. There were 3 wickets to Michelle Stark, 3 for 55 from 10, 2 for 34 from Pat Cummins, and 2 for 60 from Hazelwood, Josh Hazelwood. When South Africa batted, Travis Head made 137 from 120 ball. He had 15 fours and 4 sixes. With 58 not all going to Marcus Lewinsky. Those two gentlemen contributed the bulk of the scores to give Australia a 6-all on the 50 over trophy. The main wicket taker for India was Jasprit Bumrah, 2 for 43. And as I said, they have spoiled the party down there in India, because everyone all but dusted, shine up the trophy, and it was in the India trophy case down there. But Australia had better ideas. So not so fast, we're here in this contest. So I said, Ivor, that's going to do it. There's no local cricket this week. I think there's one game being played in local cricket. But basically, for the most of it, they're on a break in reference to local cricket. There was a number of other games being played down here. I really don't have much info on it. There was a tournament called the U.S. Premier League that played. I think there was under 17 that also played down here. That's not much information is coming on that. So, Southern Superstar versus India Capital. That's what's been played in the Legends game today, match number 7. Southern Superstar getting 163 for six in their capital, 26 for two. That's a legend game going on down in India. So all the cricket seem to be coming out of India. I'm just going to take my leave of absence. My Cardinal comes in and greet his many fans. And again, good morning to everyone until we meet again next week. That's it from me, Ivan.
All right, David. Well,
morning, David.
Good
morning, morning.
In Cardinal, but it's okay.
Huh?
I said you have a lot of confidence in that in Cardinal going to come, even though I told you.
Cardinal is my buddy, man. So, you know, I know you said don't shoot the messenger, but this time we have to shoot it. Listen, just keep on bringing bad messages, you know.
Whenever they tell me anything about you, I promise that. And I think I have to stick. I told that before, but this time I'm going to stick to my promise. You're going to float, sink, or swim on your own. So, you notice that? You notice you can mean sheepy when you said you had to turn over to Cardinal. You don't let me get to say nothing. You want to make sure. He said he fooled me. A fool, you tell you, I wasn't coming.
is that a confession or a comment?
I just talked to my buddy David to tell him. What are you saying?
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you were confessing. I was just wondering if you were confessing to David because... I would want to know when David become appointed as the priest. And one other tidbit, the West Indies Academy and the Ireland Emerging Players start their 4-day match today in Antigua. So I know a lot of people want to pick the eye on the youngsters as they come through. So that's just a little tidbit. You might want to look at the youngsters.
Okay. All right. Well, just before we get into your kind of, let's see what's in store. Do you have the way now, Dennis? Anything special? We know Coach's Corner. We tell you tomorrow. Anything?
Anything? Well, we hope to resume the original format of the Coach's Corner, discussing attitudes, techniques, and mindset in terms of how it improves and helps players to to grow their game. That's the new series hoping to start tomorrow, Sunday. Otherwise, that's it in terms of the Coach's Corner, but then we'll also have we will be having Virtus will be delivering for us the focus on the laws of cricket, and we hope that you can join us for that, as well as obviously the discussion on the Bravo situation there, the comments and dare we call it controversies, and those and other issues will be at the forefront of our discussion tomorrow. So we invite you to join us on the Cricket Show at 6 to 9 at www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Back to you, Ivor.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'll be there up front and center tomorrow. Nothing much is happening on tomorrow. Okay, so, Colonel, I think it's time to greet your many fans before we get into birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Fans want to hear.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters. Saturday morning show comes to you from the platform of Caribbean Stupid Voices. That's what we do. say good morning particularly to the special fans, the ones who we continue to tell you, keep us in line and let us know what kind of show we do. So I'm going to go up to New York and ask what's happening in New York. I just gave us a list of that outline this morning, so I'm going to be asking you that. And Donna. So Anne says good morning to Donna, Marches, Dina, Sharon, and Lady Bobbitt and Elizabeth, who we understand is, you know, having her challenges, so our thoughts and prayers are with her, and hoping that she comes back to, you know, the normal state of health that we like to be. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, and I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Martin and my good man, Carlos, hanging up there in St. Martin. That's what things usually happen there. And, you know, it's the holiday season. I learned that they also practice the insane act that is called Black Friday. So, you know, St. Martin is in great celebration. All things. Good morning to you over there in St. Martin. I'm going over to St. Kitts and say good morning to Lynette and all the fans there in St. Kitts. I wonder if they celebrate Black Friday over there. Maybe they go to St. Martin to celebrate Black Friday. I don't know. But Lynette will probably tell us about that when she comes in. But good morning, Lynette, and good morning to all the fans and friends over there in St. Kitts. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Renfro Door, and he's back there at 2020 Vision Radio. At the early Common Lady Street. Griffin. I want to convey my condolences to my good friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent, and loss of his elder brother. We got that information week before last, but, you know, last weekend we still were not able to come on. And we apologize for that. That was no fault of ours. It was no fault of Ivor's. Although some people might think that. I wonder what Marches. Anyway, I'm going to share with you. It was no fault of Ivor's. It was some kind of a problem that the network, the basis of the network itself, was experiencing. So we apologize to the fans who came on last Saturday and didn't hear a show, even though, you know, there's hardly anything that we could do about it. So I'm going to say, you know, condolences to the people in the cotton ground, Jessup, and maybe Charlestown community, because Orlando, or his brother, was all that. He was a long-standing member of the organization in the Anglican Church called the AYPA. And, you know, a lot of us get to know him and how funny he was through that organization. So my condolences to all the people who are sharing a little grief about his departure. I want to say also good morning to my classmate and friend who is celebrating a birthday on Tuesday. Ingrid Charles grew up with her in the Butler's Brookhill community. We went to Whitehall School together. We went to Charleston Secondary School together. So we've been with you all. Good morning, Ingrid. Good morning. And hoping that you're going to have a great birthday as well. We are hoping that you already start celebrating. We'll continue to do so until the end of November. With that said, good morning to all the rest of my classmates from the class of 1972 from the Charlestown Secondary School. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. And they're standing by. They're going to wait for here. Calypso and get them the sound of the Caribbean from our platform. We'd like to do that. Hoping that they're looking forward to the big holiday season. Everybody's celebrating everywhere. Something. But, you know, the Caribbean Global Voices Saturday morning entertainment show is always willing to celebrate with you. So here we are. I'm going to come across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Marva Jones, in Fort Lauderdale, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, little sister tonight. Good morning to you from the Saturday morning entertainment show. How about brother Elliman? And this thing comes around, we always think about it more fondly because, you know, the celebration in St. Kitts is coming up. He starts thinking about preparing for Carnival already, and he was a Star Wars figure in the music production during Carnival. Californian musician and, you know, an all-around artist in the game and cultural expression called Carnival. Good morning, Elimac. Hope you also, you know, triumphing with your challenges, because we know that's why you're not bringing up the music as prolifically as you used to. But we're here with you. What are we going to celebrate? We celebrate with you. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutler. And Cutler is our regional comedian, friendly conversation, and gets you laughing all the time. Good morning, Cutler. Hope you're sticking with us. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Well, you know, for that region and the entire region of the United States, it's been called Thanksgiving celebrations. I'm going to imagine Monique and Barbara and Yvette cooking up a storm and having a great day together, enjoying the meal and the day off and the time off for the Thanksgiving weekend. Hoping all went well. And you're here with us now on the Saturday morning entertainment show to enjoy our greetings for you. Good morning to you. I'm going to finally say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne. And Yvonne, I should say, the holiday season always reminds me of Yvonne. She cooks up a great salad. I mean, she enjoys it. I get a lot of food and really have a great time. I'm missing on that. Good morning, Yvonne. I'm going to do something later on today. So, hopefully that you're having a great time with us. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the Inspirational Hour's favorite fan. I should say, favorite fan of the Inspirational Hour. Good morning to you. Hope that I will brought you music and you know, entertainment that you need, and inspiration that you delight in with the Inspirational Hour. That said, good morning to all friends, fans, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment. Stick around because Ivor's got a great show for you.
Okay, you and David sent me a request to say, I have to play a song for Australia. Because he knows, and he knew, that Australia were not going to let India win them twice on a World Cup pitch in okay. The same tournament. So, big up. Major.
Never tear your mind up. There's a wrong way and a right way. And if you listen good, you will know the right way. Because there's a voice inside. Talk to everyone.
Even the struggle is hard, but I strive to be the best. All about champion, real champion. Yeah. Me not choosing life, I was chosen. Eyes on the prize, I shall not be broken. Champion, real champion. Yeah. I strive against the tides any given day. I be the one who reads on everybody's grave. I want my name and legacy. I wanna be.
Australia, down under. They're on top of the world. They're not down under anymore.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right, well, we're into the birthday hour, and Dennis, stand by, because you have a birthday, and we are going to remind you of your birthday celebrant coming up shortly. Panel, take it away, and let us know what's up with my Ruby son as well. Come on in.
Yes, today is November 25th, the 329th day of 2020. We are rolling fast to the end of the year. And, you know, when it comes around this time, there's a lot of celebration going on. Over this weekend, you know, Thanksgiving usually marks the beginning of the grand holiday season that is coming up. And over this weekend, most people in the United States were celebrating what is called Thanksgiving. I don't know what it means, but it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And, you know, its meaning has, its celebration has conjured up controversy as well. But whatever you do, you know, we're going to be thankful for you being here and you're celebrating whatever you celebrate. So let's call it Thanksgiving weekend. It's always good to give thanks for whatever reason. But today is the birthday of Manny Martindale out of Barbados, Keon Joseph out of Guyana. Manny Martindale was one of the early cricketers fast bowlers out of the Caribbean back in the 1930s and maybe late 1920s when West Indies first entered the international cricket arena. Out of Australia, Kerry O'Keefe, Peter Sillock, Ronald Hamnick, out of England, Peter Holmes, out of Pakistan, Imran Khan. And we understand Imran Khan is in some cut water with the Pakistani government. He was prime minister for a while, and then, you know, once you get into politics, you won't get into this kind of control. Anwar Ali, also out of Pakistan. Out of Bangladesh, Javed Omar, Mossadegh Hussain. Out of India, Dupa Maral, and Julam Goswami, a female cricketer. Out of Ghana, Kofi Stephen Bagabena, let me say that perfectly. Out of Austria, Omar Tariq. Out of Papua New Guinea, Christopher Kent. Out of South Africa, Alviro Peterson. Out of the Cayman Islands, Omar Willis. Out of the Maldives, Mohamed Rishwan, out of the Maldives. Out of Sri Lanka, Chamika Gunasekara. And today is the birthday of Dennis's sister, Lorna McCarthy. Happy birthday, Lorna. It's the birthday of Michael Williams, Audley's nephew. It's the birthday of Aline Bailey, a Jamaican athlete. And it's the birthday of Carl Benz, the German inventor who designed the engine for what we know today as the Mercedes-Benz. Baseball great Joe DiMaggio, his birthday is today. He was born back in 1914, died back in 1999. Augusto Pinochet, the Chilean dictator, who was installed as the prime minister or president of Chile after the United States assassinated and deposed Salvador Allende, a socialist reformer. They didn't like that. Pinochet ruled Chile for a number of years and is responsible, as it is said, for the disappearance of a lot of young people. It is the birthday of Joe Gibbs, an American pro football player, a Hall of Fame coach. He's 83. author, actor, and economist Ben Stein in 78, Curtis Sledge. Do you remember him? American soul singer and a writer from When a Man Loved a Woman. He was born in 1950, died in 2015. John F. Kennedy Jr., his birthday is today. And there's an interesting thing about this. John F. Kennedy Jr., his birthday is also the burial day of his father. His father was buried on his birthday back in 1963. Singer Amy Grant, her birthday is today. Actress Christina Applegate, who's 52, former NFL quarterback Donovan McNabb, he's 46. Barbara Pierce Bush and Jenna Bush Hager, the twin daughters of President George Bush, they turned 42 today. Joey Chestnut, many times champion in Thanksgiving Day hot dog eating competition. Oh, that's a claim to fame as well. His birthday today, Katie Cassidy, actress and nightmare, in the Nightmare on Elm Street, he's 37. Jimmy Grace, contemporary Christian artist, he's 32. In 1792, Benjamin Banneker first publishes his Farmer's Almanac. He was not credited to him, though. In 1839, because, you know, as many of you would know, Benjamin Banneker is a black man. In 1839, a cyclone spanned southeast India with high winds and 40-foot storm surges, destroying the city of Coringa. Storm waves swept the island and destroying 20,000 ships and killing an estimated 300,000 people. That was, okay. In 1867, the U.S. Congress Commission looks into impeachment of President Andrew Johnson. In 1876, in retaliation for the American defeat at the Battle of Little Big Horn, the United States Army troops sacked Chief Dull Knife Sleeping Cheyenne Village at the headwaters of Powder River. See, they're creeping in the night and kill half the people. That's what that means. In 1920, the first Thanksgiving parade in Philadelphia. In 1922, Crown Prince of Hirohito of Japan becomes the regent of Japan in his ailing father's stead. In 1947, the first systematic Hollywood blacklist is instituted, denying employment to American entertainment professionals due to alleged communist ties or sympathy. Oh, that was the communist scare authored by, what's his name, McCarthy. In 1953, Hungary beat England in a soccer match, 6-3. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy is laid to rest at Arlington Cemetery on the third birthday of his son, JFK Jr. Just talked about his birthday a little while ago. In 1974, the third Secretary General of the United Nations died in New York of lung cancer. In 1980, Pakistan cricketer Imran Khan scored his first of six test centuries, a 123 versus West Indies in Lahore. In 1980, Sugar Ray Leonard, remember that, you know, Crown Prince of Boxing, regains the world welterweight boxing crown when Roberto Duran quits in the eighth round of the infamous No Mas fight in New Orleans. 1986, Iran-Contra affair erupts. President Ronald Reagan revealed secret arms deal with Iran. In 1986, Harold Washington, the first African-American mayor of Chicago, dies at the age of 65. In 1987, in a cricket India all out for 75 versus West Indies at Delhi. Patrick Patterson, 5 for 24. In 1987, Pakistan cricket leg spin bowler Abdul Qadir takes 9 for 56 against England in the first test at Lahore. In 1990, labor activist Lech Walesa wins Poland's first popular election. 2016, Fidel Castro, the Cuban Revolutionary Prime Minister and President, dies at 90. home is on November 20th. In 2020, New York Times named its 25 greatest actors of the 21st century. So far, Denzel Douglas, Denzel Washington at number one. In 2020, Diego Maradona, Argentine Superstar World Cup of 1986, and FIFA Player of the 20th Century, dies from a heart attack at the age of 60. That shocked everybody, because, you know, being a soccer player, you know, I guess people suspect that you're going to be in great shape for a long time. So, and he was pretty young. I mean, 60 years old is pretty young for someone who has been involved in sports all their life. So that kind of shocked a lot of people. In 2021, Germany's COVID-19 death toll passes 100,000. This is the information from the Robert Koch Institute. Those are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, November 25th, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Ivan.
I could feel the vibration, lights are bright, we're feeling all right, we're dancing till the morning light. Happy birthday celebration, everybody gets the temptation. Once again, this is your night, and everyone feels right.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that, and like you say, all the compile these for us, and a constant reminder, and I'm sure he would have reminded Dennis that he has a sister that is celebrating today. So Dennis, I'm going to bring you in now where you can say your happy birthday. And we have Lynette standing by as well. So,
okay,
Dennis,
before you do that, Iva.
Yeah.
Before you do that, Iva, I'm sure you remember Julie, right? Julie Leibold?
Yes.
I'm just getting some information that she died today.
She died today. Like Julie, right there by the park up there. Arville.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arville.
Julie. Yeah, you remember Julie.
Yeah. Julie, there.
I just got word from some classmates that she died this morning.
In Nevis?
I think she was in Texas, the last I heard. She was in Texas.
And so many young folks are dying. I'm not sure which. Yeah, well, our condolences.
Yeah, Julie.
We'll get something for her shortly coming up. But let's see if Dennis was reminded about his sister's birthday. But Virgil have to be even reminded of his son's birthday, living in the same home. All right. Dennis, happy birthday to your sister.
Thank you. Thank you, Ivor. And of course, yes, I did remember, and she is of course down there in the UK, 8-hour difference from me, and I did call to wish her happy birthday. Of course, she was still half asleep from celebrating the evening before. So yes, although I would have been in her bad books, because it was her birthday, it was forgivable. But thanks for reminding me, and I did remember. Back to you.
Yes, okay, thank you. Cardinal, I don't know why everybody missed me this morning, because Lynette said she wasn't going to come on, but for some reason came on. If I don't bring her on, you're going to say that she was on and I didn't join. So let me do like Dennis. Let me not be in anybody's bad books. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Who's on there? Cardinal and Dennis and Mertrice and Donna and Leon. You see, you're getting trouble here now. And everybody else was on there, and I missed. Oh, and David. How I could miss David? Say good morning to everybody.
You don't have anything to do with David since your David died. You change your mind?
No. David has a special place in my heart, and it can't die. So, don't say that.
Okay, just keep it up there by the heart.
Yes, up by the heart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, don't let me
go. Good morning, ma'am. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, hello, Terry. You still on there. Good morning. How is your wife?
She's good, man. She's good. Exactly.
And you did the right thing. You did not overeat yesterday. A whole lot of people overate, while a whole lot of people in the world didn't have anything at all to eat.
At all.
So I'm so proud of you.
And it's going on to all kind of war and strife, man.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And in the meantime, there was a lot of people who are just dying. I mean, people are just dying. And I mean, it's amazing. Maybe it's my age where I know so many people, because nearly everybody who passed away now, I know them. It's amazing.
I used to know everybody who passed away in my area, but...
You're not going to say anything too much?
It wasn't so many people.
Yes, Murchis, I saw you on there all morning. I've been on there for morning, but I've been busy here doing some work. You want me to say Murchis a special good morning? Murchis, a special good morning to you. And a special one to Kathleen, too.
Morning.
It's her birthday last week because the ship was not.
You know, the troublemaker is going to put in his piece, you know. You understand? you have to be careful of him, man. Yeah, because
any little
slip, you know, he's gonna come right in, you know.
Right in. David.
Good morning.
I don't know why you're calling Captain Name for. The captain says she don't want to have a thing to do with nobody from the islands.
What is this?
Kathleen, good morning, wherever you are. I know you know how to enjoy yourself, and I know you enjoy your birthday. We love you, and we send many greetings to you. Don't mind that what just said there. Merch is going to second it.
Yes, that one, dear.
We get the whole show. So you come with your sleepy happy birthday to her now. That's why she said she didn't want her to do y'all, because y'all didn't keep the show last week when it was her actual birthday. She said, I'm the only one that she's talking to.
You silly, that's not safe.
Marcus,
you're the only one she can talk to?
That's what she said. So I can only repeat what she said. You think the butter won't go to waste that you didn't make? Eh?
Let him take all the praise. We know better.
That's all more like lad to me now, butter.
Lad.
Anyway, well,
lad.
Don't go away. We're going after 11, quick, fast in a hurry. But I definitely have to play Julie. But Julie was so quiet and so cute in school. High school, at Charleston Secondary, that is. I can't believe you gave a shock at me, man.
I'm so heartbroken over that. Then.
Why are you?
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Shining, sparkling, and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night.
like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon. Upon a sandy beach, gone too soon. Like a perfect flower that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. A sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
Fasten in a hurry.
Let's go.
shows my man coming round the corner. He could make him a suit, and don't even measure. I'm talking about suit, sitting down correct. He used to four bushes, they made two problems, and up to this day, yes, make a mistake, yes, you know, it's for when wise, they put food up, and they liar, it's wrong, the judges brought the come back to order, and I'm liar, so life of a tailor, he said, my man is the best, Roll sees his name, but he's lost, making put in the game.
I'm going to help. You see how fair I am? I got a request this morning that is the most play King Liar because they don't, I believe they say they know that I gonna tell a lie. I don't know what lie I tell, but anyway, I am fair. I play the King Liar just as was requested. I can't hear from Lynette at all. Did I mute her?
Look, me right here. Hello?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was
muted because I'm here doing things.
Oh, okay. Well, I was muting everybody because I was seeing some rumbling in the back.
No, I was muted all the
time. Yeah, well, sorry for the quality of the music there because it was not pre-recorded. So, but it was requested. Marjorie, the song was for you too, because they say you don't tell lies too. David is the only one on here they say who don't tell lies. What do you mean by that?
He's on laughing in the story.
I just get a text and saying.
Exactly.
Hold on, let me finish what they're saying here. They said when I said from the islands, I didn't mean Jamaica. So David is the only one. And then, who from Jamaica? So when she says she's not talking to nobody from the island, she really meant the Leeward Island. So I'm the only one. Boy, I feel so good.
First you said somebody requested this song for you, and now that you play this song and you really listen to this song and you hear what all the songs said, you lapping me and others in with you. We don't want that, homie. Don't play that. Take licks by yourself. I don't like licks.
But you're the only lady I know who don't like.
When I was young. It's sharing. I am not in that category.
Only lady I know who don't.
Thank you. I don't have no reason to tell lies, so I am good.
Serious.
I just tell true stories.
No, but
I don't know why would they say. I give a true story.
Well,
I know.
Well, oh. What a thing.
Hello.
Hello.
I must say.
Uh-huh.
Just whisper say, if you ain't got no reason to tell lies, you ain't got no reason to tell the truth either. That's what I must say.
But I
ever come up with it. I should say, me and her.
Everybody always speaking on me.
Why
I don't tell lies.
That makes sense.
Yeah, not chance. I ain't got a chance to choose a line, huh? I like it. I like it.
Well, well, well. Even though he could be pertaining to me, and I took the blame and say it's for me. But what if it's not for me though? Would somebody own up and say is that?
Well, it's all for you before you tell a lie.
And you're still lying.
I like the human song. You see how much lie the song say? It the song tell a lie about a fisherman. It tell a lie about a tailor. Okay? It's a lie
he
about...
He didn't say either.
Huh?
He didn't say either.
But since the text came to me, I kind of implicate myself and say, well, I wonder if it's me they're talking about.
You had no choice.
That's all they're guilty.
I don't say the owner name.
I bet David ain't gonna say that. David will not say that. Charlie ain't gonna say that. So what are you gonna say? I wonder if it's for you. How'd that go?
Well, because you all say that I just tell lies, and I say I just tell true stories. Everything I say, you all say.
I go play next
David.
Song. Let's play next song. Let's move on.
You see what I know?
I see how you're incriminating yourself big time. Neither me. I'm a climate change liar. I can't help you. Maybe
okay,
Cardinals can help you.
I will play next song after Cardinals' commentary. Cardinals, the folks want to hear. They want to hear your commentary. Don't tell no lies. Don't say nothing about no lies. No, I mean, don't say nothing about me. It's a commentary.
Well,
but you kept him, so you kept him at Cardinal Cup.
Yeah, that's too funny.
Let's go. You'll be laughing. Dad. What's up? We're waiting for your commentary because a lot is happening in the world today.
A lot.
Talk about what's happening here in my country, too.
Yeah, well, let's hear Cardinal.
Okay.
They said they want to hear Cardinal. They're not sure they want to hear you.
And appeal to the young people.
Yeah, we'll find out what's going on.
Well, I want to...
Go ahead, Cardinal.
As far as what's going on in all the world, I'm going to save that commentary for later. But I'm going to confine my commentary to an invitation to a conversation that I would like to start. Now, 60 years ago, American President John F. Kennedy was buried on today's date, November 25th, 1963. 3 days earlier, he had been assassinated while riding in a motorcade on his visit to Texas. The governor of Texas at that time, and by my mind, the name of Dan Connally, was also injured in the incident. 60 years later, and as I observed earlier, November 25th is his son's birthday. His son, who was named after him, John F. Kennedy Jr., and he died in 1999 in a plane crash. But, you know, John F. Kennedy Sr. was buried at Arlington Cemetery on John F. Kennedy Jr.'s birthday. I should say his birth date. Now, 60 years later, the discourse on Kennedy's assassination is more like an urban legend with different tales and different narratives, different factions questioning the legitimacy of what the government concluded was the event of Kennedy's assassination. Now, John F. Kennedy was held in very high regard, apparently, all around the world. I was an 8-year-old at that time, not really conscious of world politics and what was happening. I was just listening to the adults, and since they were the adults who had the authority and had the knowledge, I kind of deferred to them. Now, Kennedy's death was spoken of around the world as though it was an event that took the life of a man who was irreplaceable. At least that's how I heard it. And later sometime, Sparrow, one of our leading artists, produced a calypso, part of which it says, "The world has never missed a man's soul since the death of Christ," which got you to thinking that John F. Kennedy, the death of John F. Kennedy, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, was right up there with the assassination of the man who was celebrated around the world as the savior of the world. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like to an 8-year-old. But as I grew up, I realized that there were other people who had comments. And one of those people is one of my mentors, one of the persons who I consider to be responsible, from listening to his conversation, from listening to his commentary, from listening to his speeches, I consider him to be one of the people who I recognize as being responsible for the resurrection of my own human consciousness. That is the late Malcolm X. Now, when Kennedy died, and this is something that we didn't hear of at the time, I only knew of it afterwards, Malcolm X commented, "So what? The chickens have come home to roost." And I also remember reading, because he said that his leader, Elijah Muhammad, suspended him because he said Malcolm should not have made that statement because Kennedy was so beloved of the American people. What did Malcolm X mean by "the chickens have come home to roost"? To me, that meant the violence that you orchestrate come back to haunt you. That was not part of what I heard in 1963. That was what I heard growing up later and perusing the history books and, you know, commentaries from other narratives and logic. But what is striking about the death of John F. Kennedy is that the United States, who during my formative years was recognized as the greatest nation in the world, reached the zenith of human civilization, yet with all its resources and its renown for its investigative techniques, you know, we understood that the FBI, you know, in our early age, that the FBI and Scotland Yard were impeccable in their capacity to identify exactly who commit crime. Of course, the Scotland Yard was supposed to have been guided by the investigative techniques of Mr. Sherlock Holmes, to whom investigative techniques were elementary as he guided his young apprentice, Mr. Watson. So, in that understanding of the investigative techniques of the United States, the FBI, and all its resources, they could not produce a single convincing story that was worthy of validation as to who assassinated John F. Kennedy and why. Except to say that it happened. But there are myriads of stories as to who did it and why it happened. There are people who are still not convinced that Lee Harvey Oswald was John F. Kennedy's assassin. There's speculation about whether Kennedy was assassinated by the Russians. There's speculation as to whether Kennedy was assassinated by the mafia with whom he had ties. There is speculation as to whether all this wasn't a setup, because the guy who killed Senator Kennedy's assassin was also reputed to be connected to the mafia. Lee Harvey Oswald was killed before he could go to trial. Was that a plan that was concocted by the United States government itself? There are still questions out there. And like I say, with what we learned or what we were told about the investigative techniques of the FBI, they could have brought, they should have been able to bring a story is worthy of validation. But after 6 years, there's still speculation about the death of someone who was supposed to be, or who was reputed to be, one of the greatest leaders of the American society. Now, wouldn't you be trying to be certain about who executed your chief executive and why? But we were bamboozled, as Malcolm X would say, hoodwinked by comparison between John F. Kennedy's presidency and death, and that of Abraham Lincoln, who was also held up as one of the greater presidents of American society. Lincoln, of course, being the Emancipation President, and Kennedy being reputed as the Civil Rights President. So they drew attention from the world of trying to change a situation in America that was nothing short of reprehensible. The questions continue. Who killed Kennedy and why? Should Kennedy's assassination be such a mystery? Is the truth known, but is being deliberately concealed even after 60 years? And if you cannot trust your government regarding the assassination of its chief executive officer, can you trust the government regarding any other crime? Those are questions that I was looking into. But, like we say, Kennedy's assassination remains a mystery. And it seems that the mystery is what it continued to be buried in. Those are my thoughts and comments. What are you?
Okay. I know going to have something to say about that. But just before he come in, let's just put a little something behind it here. What can we have? JFK, as he's effectively known, middle name, if we didn't know it, it's Fitzgerald. And of course, at the time of his election, he was the youngest president of these United States. I think he was 43, right? Or 42. Which one was it? 42?
He was born in 2016. 2017, he died in 1973. In 1917,
he was
born. He died in 1963.
That would make him 46. Yeah, it was 43. When he was elected president. Yeah, it was 42.
Oh.
When by my math, yeah.
43. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But there was somebody who was younger than him. Remember, they told us that a president, oh, Lord, I should have looked it up. What a guy named him, man. Remember they had an assassination when the vice president came
McKinley?
In?
McKinley?
Yes, yes. Theodore Roosevelt.
Was it McKinley?
Yeah, right. So we had Theodore Roosevelt was 42 when he assumed the presidency, but he was not elected. Remember, he got in when McKinley was assassinated. But Kennedy was elected as the youngest. So a little bit of history. We got it now. Kennedy got elected when he was 43. McKinley served as president after the assassination of Theodore Roosevelt. Did we bring in Dennis here? Let's see. Sorry about that, Dennis. Sorry, we had you missing.
Well, as I see it, there's been so much conspiratory theories that have been woven around this assassination that it must be extremely difficult at this time to be able to get the real facts, because all the so-called facts that we know will look like a conspiracy theory, and all the theories will almost look like a fact, because the water has been so muddied that I don't know if we'll ever get to know the real truth about it, because the real truth will definitely not look like the truth, and so on and so forth. You know, we have to agree to let it lie as a mystery, because it's been too much mud and dirt have been thrown at this. And I don't see that we're going to gain anything to be gained at this point. Absolutely nothing to be gained. We know of Kennedy's influence. We know of his politics. We know of what he wanted to do in terms of do for this, you know, these United States. And there are obviously those who would want to stymie what he had in mind, and many, many bad folks are out there. So, again, right now, I honestly cannot see that anything is to be gained, because there's just too much mud now. Back to you, Lila.
Okay, well, let's see if David has anything to say about that. But just before that, I think the truth was buried with Lee Harvey Oswald, because he would have been able to say, maybe give us a good account of where he was at the time and if he was anywhere in sight. So that is most of the truth where he's concerned would have gone, that he died before a trial, maybe assassinated or maybe killed. But nonetheless, he died before the trial. David, you have a comment? Because Lynn has something to say about Think Kit and... and how they kill him. Okay. David is just listening at this time. So, Lynette, we're quickly running out of time here. We got another maybe 40 minutes or so. We had a spate of killing Heidi in Stink Kids. Thank you for that, Cardinal. And as much as what? Three in one day? Can you tell us?
Well, we had... three shootings in one day, but two died and one is in hospital, serious.
Oh,
Oh, okay.
But before that, we had a couple of days before that, there was one. And a couple of nights before that, there was one. And it's all young men. I mean, these all of them are under 30. It's so heartbreaking. I don't know the children, but I know some of their parents because one of them is my cousin's grandson. It's just disgusting.
Okay, let me ask a question. What is heartbreaking? What is so heartbreaking about it?
It's heartbreaking because it's like all young men are just dying. I mean, these are healthy young men, healthy. Young men are just dying for no reason. What is the reason?
I'm not following.
Nobody seems to be able to know the reason.
But I'm not following.
Why are they doing it?
When you say they're dying, you mean they're killing one another?
Exactly. Right.
I thought the COVID was killing them.
No. That is the problem. Why are young men killing each other? Why?
Okay, let me ask a quick question since we're running out of time. Why don't they close down the factory that are producing guns and ammunition? They think it's...
Now, I don't mean to laugh because it's a serious thing, but it's funny. We don't have no factory making guns. So I don't know. How are the guns that are coming in? I was listening to a talk show, and they're saying, well, the guns that are coming through illegal and legal borders, and, you know, it's whatever it is. I just want to appeal to the young men to just stop it. Stop it. Give everybody a chance to live into the future and to make something of themselves, and just stop it because there's no reason.
Okay, one last question. I kind of have a question for you, a comment. With all of these killings, I know they got to be spent shells. Police would do investigation. I'm assuming any one of these shells from different sites are matching any guns that they would have picked up before. Are any shells identical? Like, is that one gun, two, three, four? Are always a different gun? The police are reporting anything like this?
No. I haven't heard anything like that.
But these guys are going for the kill because two died one day, one in the hospital. How many shells did the police pick up at the scene?
I don't know. The police haven't said anything like that. No.
They would have picked up more than three shells. In other words, maybe they're using high-powered weapons. What do you think?
I don't know what to think.
I just want them to stop. One, two, three. Something kind of.
I mean, you're suggesting that there might be a sniper somewhere.
Well, I'm trying to find out.
If
you find more than three shells, I would think that maybe using high-powered weapons maybe 30 shells to kill three persons because they're automatic weapons or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to find out, putting on an investigative hat.
Okay.
But the police are more than telling people that you know what's up again.
Lynette, Your question is a legitimate one. Why is it that these youngsters have vowed to start assaulting each other to the point of killing each other? A legitimate question. But the proposed solution, just tell them to stop, is woefully inadequate. They're not doing this because somebody told them to stop. So it's not like a marching order, like you would have when you say march, and what you say when you want to stop marching, Ivan?
Halt.
Forward march and then hide. This spirit of killing that these young men have undertaken is the consequence of a long history. And I will shape a commentary on that. The consequence of a long history that in order for it to stop, we have to bring about some social transformation. And we have to have the leadership that brings about that transformation. Now, we are people, as Marcus Garvey said, we are people lack the knowledge of their own history and culture. They are a tree without roots. And a tree without roots is dying. It is also said, we are people lack the knowledge of their culture, then they become the slave to someone else's culture. And that practice, pulling guns on each other, destroying each other's lives, looks to me like the actions of people who are trapped in a zone of mental enslavement. Now, who's going to take up the challenge to chart a program of liberation? Because obviously, your politicians are not doing it. Your preachers are not doing it. Your education system is not doing it. So, who's going to take up the challenge to initiate a program of liberation from this state of mental slavery that is inspiring and motivating these young men to slaughter each other? Unless that happens, and that's got to be a part of the whole process of social transformation that I was talking about. This practice that was generated a couple of years ago about paying off these young men so that they can stop being brutal to each other, it's not going to work. That was dead in the water. So I don't know whose fool brain idea was that. It brought a measure of pause, and people got excited. I guess the measure of pause. And as soon as the funding was taken away, it comes back. Now, anytime anybody does something because anybody tries to be good because of fear of punishment or expectation of reward, that's not being good. Because you're not being good from a space of your conscience. So, who are your leaders? In syndicates or in America or around the world that are willing to take up the mantle to initiate the social transformation that would be necessary to stop these young men from murdering each other. That's my thought.
Okay, well, like I said, there's work to be done. That's all I can say.
May I make one additional comment to the earlier comment regarding the Kennedy. You know, I mentioned conspiracy theories, and we only have to look at the January 6, 2020 affair. Many of us saw with our own eyes what occurred. However, to this day, we have a group of people, a political party, political group, who are putting forth conspiracy theories, theories of inventions, just to muddy the water and hide the truth. So when we think about it, we've seen it in action today. So how can we now sit back, what, 50 years later, and look at the Kennedy situation with all that theories and conspiracy, you know, plotting? How can we think that we could ever get to the truth of the Kennedy situation? We're having a hard time getting to the truth of what happened January 20, yet many, many, many of us saw with our own eyes. Many of us know the truth of what happened. That's, you know, so that's my final addition to that theory on the Kennedy assassination.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I'm rumbling there. Okay. Well, I just want to play a little piece of that because that was another one of the requests that I got to me. I don't know who getting thunder, giving thunder, raining or what, but the show must come to an end, and we are just about coming to that end. Omel, Michelle over in the UK gave some generics there. Maybe, I don't know. Let's see if we can fit in something here for Omel. What? Oh no, we'll take it this way. Till next week.
It's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you, and the things we always share. Oh, I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is you. If I can hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and coat can keep me warm, but in your arms I feel better.
Well, it's a beautiful, cold, warm, hot Saturday in this world in November. Wherever you are, do your best and make the best of it. Enjoy.
Okay, Carl, where are we going to meet next Saturday?
Caribbean Global Voices platform. And I will be here because I enjoy doing this show for you. And I hope you will be too. But until next week, you have a wonderful week. The holidays have started and we will continue in that celebratory mode. Come in. Join us in all the celebrations. So long.
All right, well, folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you one more time. We apologize again for last week, early morning. We just didn't come through for whatever reason, but we are going to make an apology, even though Spouse said no apology. Michelle.
I am Nelson Mandela, freedom fighter, liberator of my people in South Africa. Then show me, Mr. Copper, I owe no apology. Interviewing Nelson Mandela on a TV show. Ted Copper was the interviewer, I want you to know. He wanted Mandela to condemn Muammar Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, Yasser Arafat, right there on TV. Mandela said, these people helped me when apartheid was on the rise. Them out of necessity, so I do not apologize. You're here, though it pleased me to see the people suffering, but chains of bondage have been placed on my head to impede my progress. Guns and pistols have been laid on my head to curtail my rest. I've been tortured and suffered. Coming color,
it is part of me.
I'm wearing it bravely with honor,
pride and dignity.
How can I say sorry for a birthright made proud by my forefathers? A skin that bends with the darkness of night, yet this
because I know because of it. Tears of sorrow have filled my eyes, but the Lord made me free in spirit, and I do not apologize. You're here. You scratch your head and continue complaining that
chains of bondage have been placed on my head.
To him be my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. It subject me to gross inhumanity,
brutality, hostility.
But no matter how rough their tactics be,
I will never for my identity.
I owe no apology personally.
I have done no wrong.
And what I have endured physically
have made me more strong.
How could I be ashamed of a mind that refuses to be twisted? A heart as warm as the morning sunshine. A character so gifted with his trials and tribulations. I am fulfilling destiny in my quest for emancipation. I owe no apology.
You hear?
Sit down, they feel his joke I'm making.
Shame. Placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. I've had my share of pain and misery.
It was ghastly, downright nasty.
They try hard, but they fail miserably.
Cause I never apologize for my identity.
No apology for me culture,
for it suits me fine.
The folklore of all my ancestors
makes me feel sublime.
I am not repentant, but for music that expresses how I feel. These sweet melodies come from deep in my soul, enriching all my ideals. You say the rhythm does give me courage, and the lyrics does make me wise. So in spite of all the advantage, I do not apologize.
You hear?
Though it grieves me to see the people suffering, but
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. Their exercises were in futility.
That's when they gave me psychotherapy.
But they surrendered while I
yep, that's the maddest party for you. Last one.
When does someone really become a good citizen? I'd like to know for sure. Why when the ordinary man disagrees with the establishment, they call it treason? Why should they persecute a brother for seeking black power? Don't they know a blind man could see that this is blatant hypocrisy? The real traitors and them are all high in society. Yet the government protecting all of them and penalizing you and me. And in a million different
the same. Good no good bastards who oppress the poor. They're selling black market, making excess profit, paying a starvation salary. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. They say you have the right to criticize, but then you are victimized, and without any reason. Many a time you find yourself politically paralyzed by that same good citizen. Yet these fakes and phonies enjoy a long life of luxury where they spread corruption throughout the country. When they should be arrested, they're protected and respected in the society. And in a million different ways, they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. With a false declaration, tax evasion, defrauding customs duty. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. In greed and fraud and strife, they specialize. Double deals, they idolize. If you're brave enough to open your mouth and criticize, one time you are ostracized and or victimized. Still they go unpunished and unaccused of any crime, while on the backs of the ordinary man these vultures climb. They use the riches and the power, make a mockery of the law, and have the law protect them. Same time, in a million different ways, they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the law. They control and bootlegging, dope peddling, prostitution and piracy. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery.
All right. Well, folks, we are going to be seeing you here next week, 9 o'clock on clock high noon, or if they permit us a little time.
Iva.
Yes, sir.
In all the books and texts and philosophies that have been written, that character there is one of the most powerful socio-political commentaries that I have heard. And if that didn't wake us up to the reality of the conditions that we are in, that is like the trump that was supposed to wake up the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't wake us up, I don't know what else will.
Yeah, well, I've seen Sparrow perform that song live in Paramount Cinema. And I'm telling you, these are songs that we're not going to get again, because all we get is boom, boom, and rah, rah, and put them out over there and put them out down there and who this and that. But I'm agreeing with you 100%. 100%.
Yep.
Because that Good Citizen song there is educational. It's witty. He has everything to make you a positive person. No matter
yes,
how you do it.
I wish the young people would listen to that song.
I wish your
young
leaders
people
could listen
to
that
song.
I wish your leaders could lead them to listening to that song.
Well, them too, they're young, you know. The ones who got young.
Oh, so young.
When I say young, all of them,
okay.
All of them involved.
Ah. There goes your problem.
They're young.
See, the thing
all
is
the
that
people we have
you don't have
right
to go
now, except for one or two young people.
The thing is that we didn't have to go sit down and listen in a library and read or pull out a book and sit down and read it to get an understanding. Our Calypsonians provided a really good layout of what we were experiencing as a people, you know? And so we didn't have to sit down and read Rousseau or Aristotle or Socrates and them kind of things. Them guys brought it to us on a platter. And it seemed to have hardly scratched the surface of the miseducation that we endured, because we still head tumbling into the same direction that we were, that the politicians, that the Californians would from time to time warn us against. And that Calypso stands out among them, the good citizens.
Yep, like I said, that came out in 1971, and Sparrow came to the Nevis in Paramount. I was there, I remember. I was there. I sold some tickets there at the window, Samuel Jones, when Samuel Jones was running it there. Yep. I remember 73, we had Connie, no kind of man at all on school days. Remember them, those things there? School days are happy days. Those are the good, real Calypso. And they used to tell us, don't listen to them. Those are 12 days. What the heck are they listening to now? I sure those people, they would have gone in the grave now. If they were to be alive today, they would apologize to us to tell us, no, you also been listening to those songs because look what committing you to and jam and wine to now. Those were good songs that they were for 12 days. I don't mind they tell you don't sing it on Sundays.
Well, I wonder what they would term these as.
That's
when they're actually giving you what actions to do.
Like I say,
it's like
I say, a people who do not understand their culture. This was an attempt to dismantle African culture by the African people, by people of African ancestry here in the Caribbean. The calypso is an African art form developed in the Caribbean in a certain way. And we were told not to sing it, and particularly not to sing it on Sundays. But it was our cultural expression that we were taught to come up against. That we were being the slaves to other people's culture. And that those factors there are the precursor to what we are seeing now. You can't plan, can, and get peace.
Well, back in the day, when you were told not to walk up because you were worthless, like Lynette just asked the question, what if they were like today? To see what they're wearing. These people are wearing parade floss. You know what a floss was? Those of your teeth? That's what goes to the wear. That's what they're wearing today. When you had on, you were fully clothed and you're not supposed to gyrate. You're not supposed to walk up. So those people of yesteryear had to see these people today painting their bodies with nothing at all, pretending they have on clothes because they're going to be stark naked and paint their bodies. And just clothes on there. What would they say to them? That's the question Linda does have. And that's a
and
big question.
And those costumes cost $2,000 to $3,000.
Okay then. And you found it so hard.
The question is not what would they say to this? The question is, what are we saying to this?
Well, you know what we're saying today? We just said it. We just say what we're saying today. What used to be and what is now. That's what we are saying today. It's something else. Because we won't be
ancestors. And the ancestors are rolling, their bones are rolling in the graves to know and to recognize what's going on in these times.
Okay.
And we're not making it any better. It's getting worse.
Well, I know back then we sang some really good songs.
So I can imagine back in Papa Brother them days, if they were to hear these songs here now, they wouldn't be played outside of your car. You couldn't even, your volume couldn't be turned up that the sound coming outside your car. If you want to hear the music, they definitely could be coming out of your yard, out of your house. That's where they go with it. Instead of just saying, you cannot play them on the radio. Those guys will make a lot to say, you can't play the party in your car. I think so, because these songs have no meaning. They don't even have rhythm. They don't have music. They take a beat and go baram, 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 baram. So you can't even say, what? I like to hear the piece of horn. But the horn is in the keyboard. Nobody up front there. You don't have a rhythm section because everything...
All of the songs that came out so far from the bands are bands for, just songs for gyrating in the street and they're telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Half the words I don't understand anyway because the music is so loud with it that you don't understand. Well, they'll tell me it's not for me because I'm old. Eh?
Oh, yeah, but you're not alive. So you see, that's so but you're not old. Who say you're
so
old?
So it is encouraged to behave lewd and crude, and the women are encouraged to behave lewd and crude, and the men are encouraged to be savage.
Okay, well, I think we can maybe end the show here, and according to Mertris, we can continue the meeting. The show. Is this show? So, since we talk, yeah, we normally like to end with a song, but Colonel came and talked. So, what song can we end with to say goodbye? At least.
Goodbye.
Colonel, you didn't try to say, Colonel, what's up with you? You got to do some work on here sometime, you know.
Huh?
You got to find a parting song here to go on out to somewhere like that.
Oh, really, the parting song now?
Yeah, because Omel, they have to go back in to listen because they get the collectors at the end. Because I was told to play Sing Liar because I lie. I was told to play Thunder because Thunder go roll, I guess, on my head. I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I played them anyway. No explanation. But they were generic because I had to just use the outside speaker. I just came back. I didn't hook up the other computer into this one. So I just was outside speaker. So the quality was not the best. But at least if they go back and listen, they'll hear that at least I made an attempt. Although Thunder and... But there, they're not recorded here yet. Yeah. We don't have them in here. Like I said, I didn't hook up. Can you find nothing yet? Okay, let me
Oh, okay. Well, let me see.
Black Stanley or somebody there, explain how somebody, what do you have? Just
let me see
what
I can find.
You want to put on something fast? Corban on then?
Oh?
Okay. You want to do the reggae? Okay. You want to go to the college?
Yeah. Bunny Wheeler. But okay, let me go with you.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Bye.
conviction, y'all. Battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. I find myself growing in an environment where finding food is just as hard as paying the rent. In trodding these roads of trial and tribulation, I've seen where some have died in desperation to keep battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. In a family of 10 and raised in the ghetto, hustling's the only education I know. Can't grow no crops in this concrete jungle. A situation like this is getting too tough to handle. To keep battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Keep a pregnant woman, yes, and 5 kids to care for. Can't cool my heels, I've got to do the town. Skillful as I am, the jailer man is bound to find me. I pray the day will come when I shall be free from battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Battering down Satan, all live long day, fighting against conviction. To be trapped and caught taken before judge and angry jury, pleading before men who seem to have no mercy. Can't afford to find myself down in the dungeon. I've got to stay free so that my kids won't be battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Battering down Satan, all live long day now, fighting against conviction. Now a fugitive at large, could this be my destiny? With no one to care for the welfare of my family, in solitude I found new faith and hope in this I'll be secure. My mind and soul would soon be weary, just couldn't take no more. Battering down Satan, all live long day, fighting against conviction. Children hear me when I say, battering down Satan, fighting against conviction. Hear me when I sing my song, battering down Satan.
Fighting against
conviction.
Bonnie Wheeler, you
want to get
that one to close you out, Anna?
I hope. Well, that's it. We will be ending the show for November.
and we will be bouncing you back here in December, month that Murchis loves very much. She reminds her of quadrille, dancing, Christmas time. But she's not going to sing it up. So, folks, we are going to be ending this show right about now. So, thanks to all who joined us this morning. And we'll see you on the radio in December. Ta-da!